It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to G from the shop. Monty Williams. I still think, man, imagine getting $65 million not to work. But that tells me the game is in good shape. And it doesn't always make sense. You know he can coach. But sometimes the fit is just not right. Trajan comes in, Dookie, and I don't blame him. If I come in as a general manager, I'm not keeping anybody that's part of a last place operation. I may rehire some people from it, but I burn it down and build it back up. That's just how I roll. I thought that Joe Jackson Gibbs, the things that I remember that you carry over from a winning culture, is that the restaurants that would come out, they fed us after victories only. Yet, I just tickled me, you know, and again, I think everybody deserves to have a voice. The things that really captured the airwaves in sports, which is really humorous to me, is that allegedly Eric Bieniemy had a no backwards hat rule. I thought it was really novel, the reaction to that. And because they lost, then of course he's going to be mocked. The Yankees have a no facial hair policy in 2024. Does anybody mock that? They don't give a damn what you think. You want to be wearing pinstripes? You want to be a part of the legacy? You adhere to the rules. I thought it was awesome that they only gave treats out when we were there when we won. Now, if he had said we could wear your hat backwards, and if you're wondering where I think on it, yeah, you can wear it, do anything you want to do when we win. If you're in charge and you want to have no backwards hat, whatever. Do I think that makes a difference between winning and losing? Not at all, unless we all buy into it. But it is strong enough to affect us if we buy into it. Just because they were losers, they didn't buy into it because they had a house that was divided from day one. It was a setup. But don't tell me that being disciplined is a bad thing. I ain't buying into that. I'm hearing people, oh, he's a loser. Why can't you wear your hat backwards? I don't know. Why don't you go ask some of our generals? Go ask the armed forces what their rules are. But if you want to have it based on results, not a problem. Not a problem. I agree with what Coach did with us. When we won, man, it was Party City. When we lost, it was nothing. Now, some of you don't agree with that, and that's okay. I don't expect you to understand it all. But it's my responsibility to at least share it with you so that you at least get it from somebody who was actually a part of it, who has actually been through it, not read about it, not heard about it, lived it. You deserve that. You deserve that. But boy, that was the headline news. Eric Bieniemy, if you wore your hat back, he didn't like it. And the losers on the last place team had the audacity to bitch about it. I don't blame him. I wouldn't have let the last place losers wear their hats backwards either. Like the Yankees don't let no facial hair. John Wooden told Bill Walton, hit it. We don't do that here. Yeah, a lot of teams that have been highly successful had rules and regulations. Associations have it. Is that odd to you, Donald? Do you have a problem with that?
No, not at all. And it's funny you brought up the Yankees thing, because that was the first thing I thought of, too, with the no facial hair. But, you know, you basically hit the nail on the head. I mean, if you aren't performing on the field, if you aren't doing your job, if you aren't doing what you're supposed to do, how can you sit up there and regulate what the rules are? If that's what it calls for, then you need to do that. And until you prove yourself on the field, then, you know, there's nothing to say.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking for votes. You endorsing me is not necessary, because I know what you don't know. It would be like if we were honored enough to have some elite people join us from SEAL Team 6, recon units, military people, law enforcement people. They have standards and rules and set that will blow your mind. It's a privilege to hit certain thresholds and levels. I'm supposed to agree with a bunch of people in last place? Oh, I couldn't believe it. No, I believe anything. I mean, I have a low expectation level when it comes to sports radio. How dare Eric Bieniemy? Who does he think he is? Oh, just won more world championships than the people that were here. Been associated with more winning than the people that were here, I can tell you that. Did I like his play calling? Not at all. Not at all. Do I believe he was set up in here? Yeah, absolutely, clearly as day. Clear as day. He took the cheese. But he's employed again. And a lot of them aren't employed. What do you say to the fact that people are unemployed that had jobs in pro football and are out of it now? Hello? Is that a sign? You better believe it is. That is pathetic. Blind leading the blind. And you got upset, for those of you that, I'm not speaking to everybody. There's only a small percentage of it. I usually try not even to acknowledge the 10%. Well, outraged that he wouldn't let. And you're listening to last place teams, team. That's why they needed to knock it down and rebuild it. They're stripping the facility over there. Beautiful for them to do it. Turf field been there forever. They were, you know, putting up that, using it for entertainment, whatever to you, ripping it up. Do you know how much money the Harris Group is putting into a facility that they know they're leaving? They're going to leave it, but they're not leaving it now. So what are they doing? They're reinvesting in it to make it right now. What does that say about the group that had it for the last 10 years? What were they doing? What was their plan? You know what their plan was? Highway robbery. They ran a sting operation, and it was to rip you off. And they're still settling suits, Donald. They're settling suits about reimbursing season ticket holders for money that they held and stole from them. Who does that?
Yeah, I know it.
A hat backwards. I'm glad that Danda, that the owner, our new head coach. Because, look, what he's doing is he's saying, this is who I am. And I'm also going to be the first guy in the building, the last guy. I'm going to do whatever it takes. It can work both ways. It's not one way or another. It's as long as we agree on how we're going to do it, that's what we do. There's no right or wrong. But we all got to be in it together. You get that? As long as we're all rowing in the right direction, we can just about accomplish anything. But we got to have everybody all in. And you had some double agents on that last group. You had some flat-out rats that was on that last team. And hopefully, they got rid of all of them. We'll take a quick break. And we will invite you to this party. 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had got called into service. I do believe that he's probably on the golf course. Could be with Brother Mitchell. And he was called in to sink a putt at the time. And we told him that because he's such a tireless worker, to go ahead and continue to play golf. And we will get him next weekend because he does contribute to us down here in the Cactus League, and we appreciate that. But we do have roots in Tampa, Florida, site of week one in the most important game that we've had in football around here in a long time. Walter, our insider down in Tampa, welcome to Overtime.
Man, I'm going to be down here with my wife's from the Philippines, so I'm going to make sure that pancit and that lumpia is nice and hot for y'all. I'm going to make sure you eat good. If you need to ride around in some slingshots, I'll make sure I can make that happen too. But, Doc, it's good to hear you every day, bro. I need to ask you one question. How many people do you know, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them, that's been around the Burgundy and Gold since Dwayne Thomas?
Well, in our area, I mean, our numbers are thinning due to the life cycle.
We've got a good
group. As a matter of fact, shout out to, I talked to George Stark, my old right tackle, old number 74, the other day, and that was always good. When I hear from guys, Jeff Bostic a couple weeks ago, whenever I get a chance to hear from these guys, man, it's uplifting. So that's a name that kind of makes me think about that time.
You know, we have to be a real special fan to stay around the way we did, Doc. I mean, most people don't know just how toxic and just, you know, the last 3 years of Danny Boy, and I've shared this on the radio, the only highlight of the season was 106.7 and 980. And I'm being honest, I listened every day, but I wouldn't watch the games. I'd watch the highlights. You know, I just got to the point, I just got so sick and tired of looking at that product that we were putting out there and then listen to the rhetoric and the narrative leading into it and after it. It just got so messy. I just look forward to Doc and B. Mitch and the Rooster. Hey, that was my season and off season, man. And hey, thank y'all for that. But let me get to right now. I say let's not mess with wide receivers right now. We know how bad we were. I mean, we were in bad shape, and they did a fantastic job giving us depth, giving us leadership and culture. But I think we have to find out what we have first before we go out here and just buy something that's shiny and new, because we don't know what we've drafted. And I trust Adam Peters. Yeah, I have no reason not to. Right now, we got adults in the building. Everybody can feel it. They can see it. It's refreshing, but let's not go out here and start buying things because they shine.
Oh, I'm with you. Unless it's anything under 6'6 and under 350 pounds, I'm really not interested in.
Big nasty.
Until I get through a couple of weeks of training camp.
We have to address that first.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you fit in a door normally, then I'm not really interested in you. I mean, I'm just telling you that right
can't
now.
Talk to you.
No, because my boy Joe Jacoby, Joe had to bend down to get in. That's what I'm looking for. I want you to have to bend down to get in the door. Now that, you excite me with. Let me tell you this now. Because of 7-on-7s and a lot of young youth coaches that have done a fantastic job, wide receivers are coming out of the draft a plentiful. I can get a wide receiver. What I cannot get is Joe Jacoby to walk through
that's
my
right.
door. See, so that's what I'm looking for. Walt, hey, man, have a great day.
Williams.
Continue it. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Doc.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. From Tampa to Frederick. George, you got a tough act to follow.
I do there. Doc, first of all, first and foremost, thank you for the memories. So about a year ago at this time, I was hearing, well, we finally got rid of that loser, Scott Turner. We got Eric Bieniemy, Super Bowl winning coach, coming our way. And Jahan Dotson's going to have a breakout season, baby. We all know that. And we got ourselves a young quarterback, fifth rounder, but boy, he's showing a lot of promise, Sam Howell. And, you know, our defense is going to be great because it's been great every year. These guys are going to be really, really good. And plus, we added Forbes and Quan Martin. So, you know, we're going to places with this team. So I'm kind of hearing the same stuff this year. And I'm hearing a lot of evidence to say, no, this one's different, really. It's really different. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that I'm not sure. I don't think anybody knows it's going to be different until maybe October.
And that's
maybe
fair.
Maybe not even then.
That's fair.
So that's all.
No, that's fair.
That's my only point.
You know what? We have to. Somebody's got to put that bucket of cold ice water over us. But even those of us that do that, we're 50-52. We don't know. No one knows. But what we do know, we've seen what doesn't work. We know that. That we've become pretty good at. And so I'm only relaying to you what my eyes, they don't lie. And the vibe in my ears. And what I'm telling you is that in one session, I can tell you right now, that one of my best sayings in all of marketing, I think it's clever. You're in good hands with that company. And I'm telling you, we're in good hands with this group. Now, if they turn the ball over, they're not going to be successful. But if we don't help people beat us, this is going to be a hard group to beat because they're going to be sound fundamentally. They're going to be in great condition, and they got an edge now. I've just never seen football be functional if you don't have an edge. And part of that is barbaric. I'm sorry. But I have never seen people talk their way to being physical. That group we had in here, it was a group of con artists. You can't talk. You can talk all you want to talk. But eventually, you got to smash faces to make sure you're building the team properly. There's a soundbite that I cannot emphasize to you people how important it is. When you hear the Detroit, do you realize the Detroit Lions were worse than we are? Hello? Do you remember doing Hard Knocks? The only thing Hard Knocks has ever been worthy of doing is producing a man, a head coach, basically crying, telling his team, I don't want to do this to you guys, but I love you too much not to have you prepared for battle. Trust me, he said. I've got to elevate this practice. We have got to click. I cannot put you in a season playing tiddlywits. It's tackle football. How in the hell do you go through a camp and not hit anybody or bring anybody to the ground? Donald, did you hear the man say that in Hard Knocks 2? He basically was crying. The Lions. He said, trust me with this. I would never do anything to hurt you.
I do. I remember that vividly, yeah.
That's what this game has come down to. But this man knew better. That's why he's a beast. And he took him to the NFC Championship game, and they blew it. They gave the Niners the game. It was theirs. They dropped it twice in their hands. But that man told his team, just like your parents told you back in the day, baby, you got to take this Castoria. You got to take it. I know you don't like it, but it's going to help you get better. That's what we got now. We got that kind of guy here right now, and we will not be counterfeit. I can guarantee you that. Break time, we come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I promise I won't hog the microphone.
A couple of you look at me like, what the f***? Why are we going live? I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. I swear to you. And if I absolutely knew we could get to where we need to get without ever putting pads on, I'd do it. I swear to you. I don't want to put anybody in jeopardy. However, I do know this. The studies say you got to get volume and you got to get intensity before a season comes. You have to. If you don't, I'm not getting you prepared, not only physically for injury, but also for us as a team to get better. Defensively, what is the essence of what we do, man? What are the two things? Pursuit and tackle. Pursuit and tackle. Man, if you don't work on tackling, if we don't work on run after catch, making a move, man, what are we doing, man? Then we finally get to week 8 and we come to life because we got enough reps. But I'm telling you, honestly, I'm doing this because it actually does help you with injury. If we do it the right way, we're not going to do it every day. But I got a plan, I swear to you. All I think about is you guys. That's all I think about, man. That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man. I just need you to trust me. That's all. Please. Let's be better tomorrow.
Oh, sucky, sucky. That's real, folks. That was not a commercial. He wasn't in Hollywood. He was in Detroit, Michigan. He's training, man. That's what the game has come down to. And what are we doing, man? It's not a Broadway show. It's pro football. It's tackle football. Go ahead. Pat yourself on the back. Knock yourself out with your shorts and t-shirt and helmet and everything. And there is a lot of enjoyment to be received. I'm not mad at that whatsoever. But I'm not going to lie to you. The defense allows the offense to get through a practice. They're not breaking up passes. They're not going through receivers without pads on. So it's the license to helps you. And it's okay to fantasize that. And go ahead, knock yourself out. But for the true Spartans, who don't have to have everything perfect for them to exist, they deal with it for what it is. It's a practice. It's an exercise. And they are doing it very well and doing it at a high level. But one side has to win for the other side to succeed. It's offensive drills, and then there's defensive drills. To evaluate that as if they're competing makes you sound like a jackass, in my opinion. But go right ahead. Knock yourself out. When you want it real, at least you have a chance to get it. At least there will be a place for you. Seek and you shall receive. And we can go along with that. Something happened last week in the PGA, and I wanted to run it by you. I wanted to throw it out here to the public. Those of you that have been under two or three drinks. When the PGA created that special exemption for Tiger Woods that would allow him to play in more tournaments, were you good with it? Now, I say this because you know when he shows up, everybody makes more money. You feel me? The purses, what he did to the sport by his presence, and where I'm going with this, is the ongoing, we haven't mentioned her name. Yeah, I always go by days now. Did we mention Caitlin yet? But let's not sleep on the fact that what it is what it is. When you move the needle, you are bad, bad, bad boy or girl. Most people don't move the needle. Don't mean you don't have juice, but you don't move the needle. There are a lot of outstanding athletes never moved the needle. I say the PGA is smart. If you can get Tiger to show up to anything, everybody gets paid. And if he's willing to grind through it and take the humiliation of defeat, everybody gets paid. You know, I have not heard this part of the Water Boys. I thought G had suspended him, or maybe that Rooster, and he had come to some type of truce. But now I know that the world is back to being okay again. 757. Hail to the W. Paulie's back. What up, P?
Hail to the W. Doc, what's going on, my guy?
Hey, man. It ain't the same, brother. I know you got to go do your tour around the world and the whole nine yards, but boy, give us some notice before you leave, dog. I've been worried.
Hey, man, I ain't never going, man. I'm always here, man. I'm always listening. Hey, let's throw another caveat on that, man. My girl Angel Reese set the WNBA record.
Hey,
seven straight games with a double-double. And she capped it off with a 16-point, 18-rebound game on Thursday night.
Dennis Rodman, female version of Dennis Rodman.
Hey, there you go. There you go, man. And like I said, hey, Clark, she's bringing the eyeballs. You know what I mean? She's bringing the media and all that. So let's take advantage of that and celebrate all these wonderful women who are great basketball players.
Yeah. You know? So I'm not mad.
Let's make it all
It is such an amazing phenomenon that these women weren't allowed to even have practices. When you take a deep dive and you look at what the Fever, first of all, she's legitimate baller in my, all of them are. What these women
yes,
are
sir.
Doing,
yes, sir.
Her and Angel, look, whether or not they go behind closed doors and give each other a high five and a hug, jokes on all of us. But like Rodman, and friction, we all thrive on that. Smoking Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali might have been road dogs. But the fact that it was some friction that it appeared to be is what drove box office. These two women, right. And the league is 16. Look, man, they damn near play every other week to play each other. And I'm watching. Dude, I've watched more it work. Not just me. I'm in the business. I can say, hey, I'm just working. Look at the numbers that these women are generating right now. You would have thought that half the world didn't have Wi-Fi until they hit the league. This ain't no joke, man.
And my thing is, like I said, you don't have to I always say this, man. You don't have to down one person to celebrate another.
Exactly.
You know, that person, you can celebrate everybody and still celebrate who you... Hey, listen, it wouldn't be fun if we all rooted for the same person or the same teams. You know, it wouldn't be no fun. So, you know, you don't have to down one player or one team to celebrate another, man. And I love what you were saying, specifically that Dan Campbell. And you know, the funny thing about the Dan Campbell, you played that little bite, and even in his introductory press conference, people were laughing at him in his message.
They joked him.
Like, what is this guy doing? What is he talking about?
They call him a media.
Look at him now. You know what he was talking about, Doc? He was talking about playing football, how football's supposed to be played. Yeah. And look who's laughing now. You know? So, that's all I want for my boys, man. Just give me some hard-nosed, fundamentally sound football. And we good. I can live.
Who you want the Wizards to take?
Lack of effort.
Second pick, Wizards. Put your basketball cap on. Who do you want?
Listen, man. Hey, the Wizards need to take a baller, and that's Rob Dillingham. You know, they need to take somebody. Look, he come out of Calipari, Kentucky. And one thing Calipari did while he was at Kentucky was put out ballers, especially at their guard position. So they need to put butts in the seat. They need to put the ball in the basket. Give me Rob Dillingham at number two, man. That's wild. If I'm the Wizards, that's where I'm rolling at. You know, I got nothing against the European players. They're good. But right now, I see like most of the European players are developmental players. This guy, Rob Dillingham, plays basketball right now. He's ready to roll. So if I'm them at number two, Rob Dillingham is the pick.
Well, okay. Well, you know what we get to do now? We will confer with the other part of the Water Boys. Appreciate you, Polly. Let's go to G from the shop.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple of you look at me like, what the f***? Why are we going live? I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. I swear to you. And if I absolutely knew we could get to where we need to get without ever putting pads on, I'd do it. I swear to you. I don't want to put anybody in jeopardy. However, I do know this. The studies say you got to get volume and you got to get intensity before a season comes. You have to. If you don't, I'm not getting you prepared not only physically for injury, but also for us as a team to get better. Defensively, what is the essence of what we do, man? What are the two things?
Tackling.
Pursuit and tackle. Pursuit and tackle. Man, if you don't work on tackling, if we don't work on run after catch, making a move, man, what are we doing, man? Then we finally get to week 8 and we come to life because we got enough reps. But I'm telling you, honestly, I'm doing this because it actually does help you with injury. If we do it the right way, we're not going to do it every day. But I got a plan, I swear to you. All I think about is you guys. That's all I think about, man. That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man. I just need you to trust me. That's all. Please. Let's be better tomorrow.
Oh, sucky, sucky. That's real, folks. That was not a commercial. He wasn't in Hollywood. He was in Detroit, Michigan. He's training, man. That's what the game has come down to. And what are we doing, man? It's not a Broadway show. It's pro football. It's tackle football. Go ahead, pat yourself on the back, knock yourself out with your shorts and t-shirt and helmet and everything, and there is a lot of enjoyment to be received. I'm not mad at that whatsoever. But I'm not going to lie to you. The defense allows the offense to get through a practice. They're not breaking up passes. They're not going through receivers without pads on. So it's the license it helps you. And it's okay to fantasize that and go ahead and knock yourself out. But for the true Spartans, who don't have to have everything perfect for them to exist, they deal with it for what it is. It's a practice. It's an exercise. And they are doing it very well and doing it at a high level. But one side has to win for the other side to succeed. It's offensive drills, and then there's defensive drills. To evaluate that as if they're competing makes you sound like a jackass, in my opinion. But go right ahead. Knock yourself out. When you want it real, at least you have a chance to get it. At least there will be a place for you. Seek, and you shall receive. And we can go along with that. Something happened last week in the PGA, and I wanted to run it by you. I wanted to throw it out here to the public. Those of you that have been under two or three drinks. When the PGA created that special exemption for Tiger Woods that would allow him to play in more tournaments, were you good with it? Now, I say this because you know when he shows up, everybody makes more money. You feel me? The purses, what he did to the sport by his presence, and where I'm going with this, is the ongoing, we haven't mentioned her name. Yeah, I always go by days now. Did we mention Caitlin yet? But let's not sleep on the fact that what it is what it is. When you move the needle, you a bad, bad, bad boy or girl. Most people don't move the needle. Don't mean you don't have juice, but you don't move the needle. There are a lot of outstanding athletes never moved the needle. I say the PGA is smart. If you can get Tiger to show up to anything, everybody gets paid. And if he's willing to grind through it and take the humiliation of defeat, everybody gets paid. You know, I have not heard this part of the Water Boys. I thought G had suspended him. Or maybe that Rooster, and he had come to some type of truce. But now I know that the world is back to being okay again. 757. Hail to the W. Paulie's back. What up, P?
Hail to the W. Doc, what's going on, my guy?
Hey, man. It ain't the same, brother. I know you got to go do your tour around the world and the whole nine yards, but boy... Give us some notice before you leave, dog. I've been worried.
Hey, man, I ain't never going, man. I'm always here, man. I'm always listening. Hey, let's throw another caveat on that, man. My girl Angel Reese set the WNBA record.
Hey,
seven straight games with a double-double. And she capped it off with a 16-point, 18-rebound game on Thursday night.
Dennis Rodman, female version of Dennis Rodman.
Hey, there you go. There you go, man. And like I said, hey, Clark, she's bringing the eyeballs. You know what I mean? She's bringing the media and all that. So let's take advantage of that and celebrate all these wonderful women who are great basketball players.
Yeah. You know? So I'm not mad.
Let's make it all work, man.
It is such an amazing phenomenon that these women weren't allowed to even have practices. When you take a deep dive and you look at what the Fever, first of all, she's legitimate baller, in my all of them are. What these women are doing,
yes, sir.
Her and Angel, look, whether or not they go behind closed doors and give each other a high five and a hug, jokes on all of us. But like Rodman, and Friction, we all thrive on that. Smoking Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali might have been road dogs, but the fact that it was some friction that it appeared to be is what drove box office. These two women, right. And the league is 16. Look, man, they damn near play every other week to play each other. And I'm watching. Dude, I've watched more at work. Not just me. I'm in the business. I can say, hey, I'm just working. Look at the numbers that these women are generating right now. You would have thought that half the world didn't have Wi-Fi until they right. hit the league. This ain't no joke, right. man.
And my thing is, like I said, you don't have to – I always say this, man. You don't have to down one person to celebrate another.
Exactly.
You know, that person, you Agreed. Can celebrate everybody and still celebrate who you – hey, listen, it wouldn't be fun if we all rooted for the same person or the same teams. You know, it wouldn't be no fun. So, you know, right. you don't have to down one player or one team to celebrate another, man. And I love what you were saying – Dan Campbell. And you know the funny thing about the Dan Campbell, you played that little bite, and even in, in his introductory press conference, people were laughing at him in his message.
They joked him.
Like, what is this guy doing? What is he talking about?
They call him a meathead.
Look at him now. You know what he was talking about, Doc? He was talking about playing football, how football's supposed to be played. Yeah. And look who's laughing now. You know? So, yeah, that's all I want for my boys, man. Just give me some hard-nosed, fundamentally sound football, and we good. I can live.
Who I you want the Wizards to take?
Lack of effort.
Second pick, Wizards. Put your basketball Wizards, cap on. And, who do you want?
Listen, man. Yeah, the Wizards need to take a baller, and that's Rob Dillingham. You know, they need to take somebody. Look, he come out of Calipari, Kentucky. And one thing Calipari did while he was at Kentucky was put out ballers. Especially at that guard position. So they need to put butts in the seat. They need to put the ball in the basket. Give me Rob Dillingham at number two, man. That's wild. If I'm the Wizards, that's where I'm rolling at. You know, I got nothing against the European players. They're good. But right now, I see like most of the European players are developmental players. This guy, Rob Dillingham, plays basketball right now. He's ready to roll. So if I'm them at number two, Rob Dillingham is the pick.
Well, okay. Well, you know what we get to do now? We will confer with the other part of the Water Boys. Appreciate you, Polly. Let's go to G from the shop. Do you agree with your broadcast partner?
I honestly really wasn't even listening because I was getting some weed right there. I heard him talking about Angel Reese, but I called in because you said Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest, you know. It's legal. But Tiger Woods getting that exemption? Man, always tune in for that. You know, we tune in for golf only for one thing around the way, and that was Tiger Woods. And he said Kablazian, he tried to distance himself sometimes from the blackness, but you
Mystics on 980, and the youngest in charge movement right here on 106.7, the Fan, Toby Altizer. It's going to be rolling, man. What's on your agenda, Donald? Pickleball, tennis? You going to work on that cycling marathon you got, you're working on? What's on the table? What's on the docket for you?
Oh, man, I would love to bike or something today. I think it's probably too hot for that. Love to hopefully maybe get by a pool today if I can. So we'll see
if you're a dipper, huh?
I do, yeah. So we'll see if I can make that happen.
Okay. What do you think the Rooster is doing right now?
Oh, I mean, he's on his jet, you know, headed off to Hawaii or something, I'm sure.
I don't think it's too far of a flight for him.
That is a far flight, you're right.
It's too far, too long for him to be out of communication. It's just too long for him. No Wi-Fi, no connection. He can't do, you know, his DC News Now hits. You know, he can't do the McAfee pop-in he does. He can't do all his national plug-ins. What, him on an aircraft that long, I don't see it.
Yeah, you're right. That is too far of a flight. But I know he's headed somewhere.
Yeah, well, we can only hope, man. We can only hope. And then, of course, his tag team partner, Zion, who did you catch their act Thursday?
No, I kind of heard about it, but I missed it.
Yeah, go back and listen to about 10. You can only take about 10 minutes of it at a time, but it was epic. Yeah, it really was. It, without no real deciding game today, it seems a little weird. Yeah, it does seem a little weird today, doesn't it? There's no, I got so used to looking, but we do have a game 7. And today's theme is that we do have a game 7. So thank you. The Oilers, who stood up, not taking anything away from the Panthers. This was just destiny. And we are so fortunate that we get a chance now to reap this. And I hope we eat it alive and get all over it. Looking forward to an action-packed week in the draft. And the Wizards, man, hopefully we'll agree on getting a player. Can't wait to get back in contention in hoops. And, hey, man, it's all good. Donald's always a pleasure, man, working with our group, man. We've got a group of absolute canines to get the job done. God bless all of you. Peace. Mystics on 980 and the youngest in charge movement right here on 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer. It's going to be rolling, man. What's on your agenda, Donald? Pickleball, tennis? You going to work on that cycling marathon you're working on? What's on the table? What's on the docket for you?
Oh, man, I would love to bike or something today. I think it's probably too hot for that. Love to hopefully maybe get by a pool today if I can. So we'll see if I
can. Oh, you're a dipper, huh?
I do, yeah. So we'll see if I can make that happen.
Okay. What do you think the Rooster is doing right now?
Oh, I mean, he's on his jet, you know, headed off to Hawaii or something, I'm sure.
I don't think it's too far of a flight for him.
That is a far flight. You're right.
It's too far, too long for him to be out of communication. It's just too long for him. No Wi-Fi, no connection. He can't do, you know, his DC News Now hits. You know, he can't do the McAfee pop-in he does. He can't do all his national plug-ins. Him on an aircraft that long, I don't see it.
Yeah, you're right. That is too far of a flight. But I know he's headed somewhere.
Yeah, well, we can only hope, man. We can only hope. And then, of course, his tag team partner, Zion, who did you catch their act Thursday?
No, I kind of heard about it, but I missed it.
Yeah, go back and listen to about 10. You can only take about 10 minutes of it at a time, but it was epic. Yeah, it really was. It, without no real deciding game today, it seems a little weird. Yeah, it does seem a little weird today, doesn't it? There's no, I got so used to looking, but we do have a game 7. And today's theme is that we do have a game 7. So thank you. The Oilers, who stood up, not taking anything away from the Panthers. This was just destiny. And we are so fortunate that we get a chance now to reap this. And I hope we eat it alive and get all over it. Looking forward to an action-packed week in the draft. And the Wizards, man, hopefully we'll agree on getting a player. Can't wait to get back in contention in hoops. And, hey, man, it's all good. Donald's always a pleasure, man, working with our group, man. We've got a group of absolute canines to get the job done. God bless all of you. Peace.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.